Hashem, Svasai, Tiftach. The Heilige Ramban writes, why do we start Shmoneh Esrei with that pasuk of Hashem, Svasai, Tiftach? Says the Ramban, a Yid, before he starts davening, has to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have so much in my heart to say, I don't have the kelim to be able to express it. Give me the power that my lips, svasa, is a lashon svas hayam, which is a limitation. Open up my limitations that I should be able to express. Rabbeisai, standing over here, I ask Hashem, Hashem svasai tiftach, to be able, there is so much in my heart for Yedid Nafshi, for the Ava, for the friendship, for the respect, for Arava Goyen, Rebbe Daniels, or Gesunden Starkzein. Hashem should just give me the power to be able to express a chelik and a part of it. Rabbi Yisai, Bekitzer Nimratz. We're holding Parsha Shmois. Parsha Shmois is the Parsha of the making of a gadol. How is a gadol made? How is a gadol made? Says the Heilig Torah. Moshe was a shepherd. Says the Medrash. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses a leader for Klal Yisrael, Batgan B'davar Katan, he tests them in small things. Moshe Rabbeinu had hundreds of thousands of sheep. And the Medrash says the story, one sheep ran away. And Moshe ran after him until he found that he was thirsty. And he said, if I would have known that you're thirsty, I would have taken you, I would have brought you. And he carried him back. Hashem says, you're going to be the leader. Why? What's the pshat? Listen, Rabbi Yisai. The godless, the greatness of an Adam Gadol, of a great man, is that there is nothing too small. The smallest thing is big. The smallest thing is big. You have sheep, thousands of sheep. You just want, no, everyone, there is nothing too small. The katnus, the smallness of small people, is they only want the great things. The gadlus of the Adam Gadol is there is nothing too small. Every single one is an entity, is a world. And where does that come from? It comes from one place. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu start? Just this morning, I was looking at the pasuk, and I was looking at the Rashi, and so much bothered me for many years. Rashi says, Moshe grew up, Vayar b'siv loisam. What does Rashi say? We all know the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Vayar b'siv loisam. Nosan eina v'liboy. He gave his eyes and his heart to be mitzayir b'tzarosim shel Yisrael, to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. Where did Rashi see it? Why can't it just mean kipshutai? Vayar b'siv loisam. He saw their suffering. He saw their pain. Where did Rashi get nosan eina v'liboy? This morning, Rabbi Yisai, an hour ago, I chapped the pshat. There's an extra beis. Did you just say, Vayar, Sivloisom? He saw their pain. What's he saw? Bisivloisom, in their pain. He saw in their pain. To be able to see into somebody else's pain, and not to see it just superficial, that only comes from a nosan eina v'liboy. Because a person sets himself a mindset, a person sets himself, this is what I want to do. I want to relieve, I want to help, I want to go into that pain, I want to relieve that pain. Rabbi Yisai, there's stories up with stories. There's no end. This morning, a friend of mine just came from America. He's staying by me, an old friend, a good friend for many years. This morning, 6 o'clock, before it rained a little bit. And he told me, when he first went into Chinuch, he was in Silver Spring, He called up a Rebbe of his. Yes, Reform Mendelowitz. Yes, Rabbi Mendelowitz. He had a Rebbe in seventh grade, Rabbi Mashinsky. Rabbi, he was a seventh grade Rebbe, but he wasn't. Everyone felt he was that they loved him. He was also tough. He says, Rebbe, I'm going to Chinuch. Please tell me. He says, no, I want to see you face to face. I'm going to tell you, come. He drove from Silver Spring to Muncie. He was by a Chasnin Square. He went there from San Jose. It was a long ride, 2-3 hour ride. I don't know how long it is. And he told him, one sentence, that's it. He told him, Shefele, Shefele, my shepsel, my little, my sheep, Shefele, mit ave kemen alts keine. With love, you can get it all. With love, you can get it all. Rebbe, what else? I came from, that's all. That's all. They sent them packing. That's all. Rabbi Isai, I saw this morning. I read it a year or two ago, but I saw it again this morning. Rabbi Isai, there was a Yid. Rabbi David Trank, I think everyone knows of him. Just love them. There was a Yid, I'm sorry to bring in, but the quote is said then. This is a quote. Rabbi Isai, this is the quote that a Yid said, his brother-in-law, Rabbi Cohn, said it by his Levaya. I wrote it down. We don't know anybody as beloved as him because we didn't know anyone who knew how to love others like he did. Again, we didn't know anybody as beloved as him because we didn't know anyone who knew how to love others like he did. Rabbi Isai, lahavdil mechaim lechaim. Rabbi Daniel, you did nafshish avarichas yom v'shonim. Rabbi Isai, this is the message. We didn't, it's not past tense, it's present tense. We don't know anybody as beloved as Rabbi Kalish because we don't know anyone who knows how to love others like he does.
Gadabatira, the end of life.
Firstly, I want to thank the Rosh Yeshiva, all of our Rebbeim, Reb Ron Shlita, for his very, very kind words. This, when I think about this Makom Torah, this amazing, this is a Beis Medrash that people become closer to Hashem. And the amount of Kirvus Hashem, we're Zoich and Yeshiva, most of the staff by us came by way of this Yeshiva. The Rebbeim in the Yeshiva who learned in this Yeshiva and the almost the entire staff of dorm counselors that are the hands-on working with guys came from this Makom Torah. And when I ask myself, what's the secret here? And there's no simple answers. When there's a place of sincerity, then many Rebbeim, many Tzaddikim, many Bachrim, they're incredible people here. But anybody, I'm interested in organizations. I like the workings of how companies work, how organizations. I think it's important we all are involved in Maistas and how they work in the healthiest ways. So I'm curious. And when you study companies, it's very, very, very hard to get around that the leadership, the top, makes a tremendous impact on the whole company. If the top of the organization is negative, there's a negativity that's going to pervade in the whole company. It's very, very hard to get around this. This is Mivur and Chazal. There's many, many Chazal that point to such. Of course, the leaders matter a lot to the whole. The people are mashpiyan, the leaders, and the leaders are mashpiyan, the people. And the fact that we're zeich in this Beis Medrash, that the schos, that there's a Rosh Yeshiva who is a tremendous mivakesh, and somebody who always asks, I want more, I want more in his own personal life. It's hard to separate the personal life from the life that we experience. This schus here that there's a Rosh Hashiva who always says, I want more. It's a growing person each time you meet. I have this on a few people. The tendency of youngsters, the mark of youngsters is they change. I come back each year, you see guys like, I'm nishtoymen yearly. The aliyah that we experience, I would say names, but it would cause ruckus in the room. Maybe I should do that anyway. But to come back yearly, and a guy is holding in new places, it's a pella, it's 1 year difference, and you see tremendous aliyah, that's more typical on youngsters. That's a tremendous chus and a tremendous kayach that Hashem gives in a younger person, the freshness, the courage, the willingness to not say, I'm made already and I'm stuck like this. And the danger of oldness, the danger, and of course this is the danger, one of the names for oldness that's a person could stay young, but that one of the names is a seveya. Seveya means somebody who's satisfied. A rav is a person who's like satisfied, who's not, but somebody who's some is hungry at once and is open to change and grow. And what could happen as people age is a person could feel like, I know myself. I figured it out. This is who I am with its limitations. I'm stuck like this. And it's not a truth. Person's 95 and steiging isn't begun to uncover, to find new kaychus and new ideas and freshness that a person could be mevakish, new things, new madregas. The world is studying Reb Nachman's Torah. Maybe the biggest thing about Reb Nachman, perhaps, not the one to share, but Reb Nachman was miyosana. He was constantly in his life, like starting fresh. After attaining a madrega, I want more, and mifakish, and was like a young child in his want and willingness for a new madrega. And it's not something that you often see on people as they go through life. One of the schosim, by the way, one of the great aspects in being around B'nai Torah, like exists in this space, Medrash, is that that provides, it's one of the great, great milas in being around people that have she'ifas and are willing, are courageous to change, are courageous to discover new aspects and new parts and new milas, is that it causes everybody to stay young and to stay fresh. And the schos that this yeshiva as a Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Ron Shlita, somebody who constantly, you could see, you can experience it, that somebody who asks, I want more, I want to do more for himself and for the yeshiva, that pervades. That's something that you see in the yeshiva. I was zaycha this past Shabbos to spend Shabbos Kodesh with my father for the first time, Avi Meiri, in all the years of the yeshiva, came to yeshiva, and I have seen this madrega in my tata. He's close to the years of Gvura of Shmainim, and I see in my father, if I don't see him for a few months, I see new things. He's somebody who adds, who takes on new things, has a freshness. He's so young. I was at a chasna with a group of friends, and we were dancing with my father, and one of my friends, who's a Talmud of my father, said, the youngest man in the room is your dad. And there was a truth to it. He's a young man, the bechena of young. La halacha, if you have an 80-year-old person who still has shifas to grow, and you have a young woman who's 50, who's 40, and she is who she is. He's usher to marry her because he's young and she's old. And leman svois haravas atzmeya, an old person and a young person's not a good shidduch. Young, to stay young, and to stay young is the want, is the willingness, is the courage, is to grow and to change and to add, and the schos of having one of the great schos of being in such a yeshiva is your zaycha to have a Rosh Yeshiva who has this nekuda of being young. You have a young Rosh Yeshiva, and a yeshiva that has a young Rosh Yeshiva who's growing, who's adding, who's such a freshness, always wants a new approach, a new idea. How can we do things better? Both in terms of the yeshiva, both in terms of his own aliyah and ruchnias. So it's no wonder you see yeshiva. Tremendous, tremendous steiging. It's the mark of the yeshiva. It's every person comes here. It's uncanny. uncanny. You'd be hard pressed to find the best medrash like that. I want to learn Divrei Torah, but I first want to pray in such a makam, that this is a makam ali. I want to pray together. We'll learn Divrei Torah. Last night we were at places we didn't know yet, and we met at places we didn't know yet, so we sang was a way to get comfortable. It's comfortable. We could learn right away, but I want to say, and this is a makam, a place of ali and ruchnis, and there's tremendous she'ifas here, and tremendous growth has taken place here. For us, this is a place, the growth here has impacted us back in Connecticut. People who steiged here are impacting us back there. So I want to pray together here, and then we'll share the Divrei Torah.
Da 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 da
When Klal Yisrael, the Matziv, we find ourselves, that Klal Yisrael was in right now, it occurred to us, to our people, we were pushed in the middle of saying Hallel. And we had said Hallel for 8 days. We had said Hallel together. We were saying Hallel, all singing and saying Hallel. And then the Matziv that we're in, the Matziv that we find ourselves took place. And something struck me in Hallel. Something struck me in Hallel, and again, we've had Hanukkah, we had 8 more days of saying Hallel again as a nation, as Am Yisrael said Hallel again, and both times something struck me so interesting in Hallel, it would be unpredictable. Hallel is the place that our nation absorbs that Hashem, the Nisei Hashem, the Nisim of Mitzrayim and the Nisim of the Gula Asida, Hallel is Klal Yisrael absorbs the tremendous love of Hashem, Yitzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, and describes Hashem's great love for our people, and we're absorbing Hashem's love. He loves His people, Klal Yisrael, our people, Hashem's people, and Hallel, we absorb that love Hashem has for me, Hashem has for you, Hashem has for us. We absorb it in Hallel. And almost strangely, in middle of Hallel, and it became noticed very much, I was noticing it a lot this year, because like many Yidden, we were busy in Hallel, the Ana Hashem Ashiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana became such a focus in Hallel. It's such an interesting place to pray, Ana Hashem Ashiana, a desperate prayer for Yeshua's. A prayer, Hashem, save us, help us, Ana Hashem Ashiana. And it seems so interesting that it's in Hallel, in the middle of a place that we're absorbing the love of Hashem. Ana Hashem Ashiana is the prayer of he who is experiencing perhaps some sort of Hester upon him and is asking, Altaster, Hashem Ashiana, save us. Why is that in Hallel? It's interesting when whoever davens, this, of course, is singing Hallel, as should be, is singing. And Chazanim always clear, do they stop the song when they get to Ana Hashem Ashiana? Do they keep singing? Do they do a new song? But they all of a sudden, we were just singing, Zeh Yoim, Asa Hashem, Nagila, and this. We were just singing such happy thoughts. Some Chazanim keep going with the song, some want to stop, but They're grappling that all of a sudden, Ana Hashem Moshiach. Now it's fascinating. That's in Hallel. And we were ushered into this period that we're in, saying Ana Hashem Moshiach. Now I'd like to think about that question for a minute. I noticed on Hanukkah again, we thank Hashem for Nisim. We say Al Anisim. We thank by benching. If one forgets Al Anisim, any halacha that has to do with forgetting, I get very perked up. We all have the things that resonate by us. And being a klutzy guy, I see the halacha forgetting, so I know those halachas well. And if somebody forgets Al Anisim, makes a mistake and forgot Al Anisim, so the halacha, there's a makeup. I like makeups because I like that nobody's out. So if you get Al Anisim, you're still in. You're very, very in. And you can. There's what to do about it. So what do you do if you forget Al Anisim? You don't have to bench again. But there's what to do about it. And in the Harachamans, later in benching, you could pray for Nisim. Harachamanu yasalanu Nisim, k'mosha asalav yisenu b'yam me'im bazman hazeh. Now that's so bizarre. That's so striking that if you miss thanking for miracles, you can make it up. So I would expect the makeup to be weiter, that you thank for miracles. Later on in benching, get another opportunity to thank for the miracles. What's pshat that the makeup for thanking for the miracles, it's the exact opposite. Harachmanu yasalanu nisim, to thank for miracles is the person who's experiencing the awesome love of Hashem. And the person's absorbing and saying, Al Anisim, Hashem, thank you. I so much feel you've chosen us, you want us, you're into us. The person's absorbing. It's absorbing Hashem's love. As an aside, absorbing that love, I noticed something in Hanukkah and Yeshiva. I noticed something in Yeshiva. And certainly absorbing the Nisei Hashem. In Yeshiva, I noticed the Ner Chanukah, the Menorah. I really had to go home to light the menorah. I was in Einus. I came home very, very late. And I couldn't pull myself away from yeshiva. I watched the way guy after guy comes and lights the menorah. Such sincerity, such enthusiasm, zero cynicism. And even a bacher who may be far from performing, he's not the most medactic, and ever lights with such a sincerity, and guys stand around and stay around by the nairs. My wife and I watched our own son, 9-year-old, the way he lit the menorah and the bracha, such a sincerity. That mitzvah, the Rambam's mitzvah chaviva, you see a certain pull, a certain... I find myself, I dress up for that mitzvah. I try to wear special begadim. I feel a sense, more than other mitzvahs, a sense in that specific mitzvah, chaviva, some ner chanukah, that's pashat, the miracle. The Sfasema speaks out that most of the miracles we celebrate were miracles to help us, to save our people. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracles, the parashas, these parashas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, were nisim that helped, that saved our people. There's a very unusual nes of Ner Chanukah. The nes of Ner Chanukah was a nes, not to save us, it was the nes, the milchama was, but the nes of the menorah was a nes that we had a mitzvah, we had avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem made a nes for himself. He made a miracle that he had the avoid. For us, we were in Einus. And in Einus, Avada gets the schar. So the nes was for Hashem. And of course, the Sfasema speaks out the obvious, that the purpose of the nes was to say, Hashem was saying, Klal Yisrael, I want your Avada. Your Avada matters to me. I want your Avada. The nes was a lesson that our Avada is wanted. Hashem wants our Avada. And the Ner Chanukah is fascinating that it resonates Ara Yom Hazeh. The miracle hit its mark, and it says our avodah is wanted. And we find by the Ner Chanukah a sense we're wanted. And people take the avodah very, very seriously. It's in the Nishmas Yisrael, a special chavivus, an attachment to that mitzvah. So we speak of Al Anisim, we thank Hashem for the miracles. And that's at a place of sensing we are wanted, our avodah is wanted. Hashem wants us, and that's the Al Anisim. If you miss that, what should you do? You could say, Hashem, please send an ace. A person who's asking for an ace is in dire straits. praying for a nes is like the opposite. You're in a whole different place. You're very far. Things are desperate. Praying for nisim, it means b'derech ha-teva, the person pashat ha-racham anu yasal anu nisim. I need something that's greater, higher than b'derech ha-teva. It's in a desperate, dire place. It seems so strange that the makeup for ala nisim is a prayer for miracles. The person's in a whole different world. And what perhaps is the pshat, certainly we've seen in our ummah, the response in these months, the pride to be a yid, we're part of a precious people. I've never in my life had more pride to be a yid. Proudness, I'm a yid. It means more than anything that it's ever meant to me in my life. I used to, if I saw somebody I was impressed by, see somebody I was nishtoimim by, say he's a tzaddik. I don't say that anymore. I realized I was calling him a tzaddik because I lost the appreciation what it means to be a yid. He's a yid. He's a yid. That's the biggest compliment. Somebody says you're a yid. Wow. That's to be a yid. I only was calling a tzaddik because I overlooked what it means to be a yid. The person's a yid. He's nishmas Yisrael. He's dach a yid. And what's happened in this period, in two areas, I see it. I see it in the Yud and the Achdus Yisrael. Yidden have united in beautiful ways, and Yidden are standing up, and it's in the middle. We're asking, we're trying to study, what does that mean? I know I'm a Yid, what does it mean? It's an ongoing process. One of our Chevra who moved far away is not amongst Yidden and not living in the way that a Yid lives, called me up after Simchas Torah, and he said, I'm not them. He discovered that he's studying. It's going to be years to discover what it means. I'm trying to learn Svarim. The Torah Savram is beautiful, Shtiglich, and all of us have to ask what that means, that I'm a Yid, what the Mashmois of a Yid. But wherever you go now, the whole world is screaming Yid. Wherever you go on a plane, and the people mostly in Chutz Lartz, in America, most of what I've encountered is, I'm so sorry for you people, and compliments and encouragements. But what I'm hearing, it's you people, I'm hearing, forget, and the Chizuk's appreciated. My son Maishi and my son Menachem and I were in the, we had gone at a flat tire, we went to a mechanic, and a guy, Keith, came up to us. He said, I'm so sorry what you're going through, and equal as bad as what happened is the reactions in universities, apologizing. And it's geschmack that somebody's being, chizuk is always good. But deeper than all is chizuk, is all I heard him say over and over is, you're a yid, you're a yid, you're a yid. Hashem is talking to us. Anywhere we go now, we're being said we're a yid. My wife and I had a taxi driver in LA was telling us, coaching us, what, maybe don't go in this type of driver, the guy might just drive away, was telling us, when you Uber back, a lot of people are just, you're a Yid, they're going to go away. He was telling us how to get an Uber that won't drive away. All I heard him say, the advice, how to get an Uber, I wasn't listening, I wasn't so worried. I heard him say, you're a Yid. The whole world is saying to us, is talking, and it's all from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Hashem has programmed the entire universe to say to us, you're a Yid, you're a Yid. On a plane, typically, so you're sitting amongst people, when in Rome, so I take off my hat. On a plane recently, I was flying in America, I left the hat on, there was no, they're saying, I'm a Yid, I'm a Yid, I'm a Yid. It's being announced everywhere we go. We're Yidden, and we're asking what that means, and studying and standing up. We're Yidden with the pride, with an excitement. We're Yidden, and it means it has a mashmois that we're Yidden. And we're going through in this period, this sense, this pride. We're watching an ummah. There's no ummah that responds. There's no ummah in the world that responds to the difficulties that we have faced. The way we respond is, there's no mikamcha Yisrael, in a precious, beautiful way, we've stood up, and there's a tremendous pride in being Yidden. And observing how Klal Yisrael has stood up and the response to difficulty, I wonder that in Hallel, when we're absorbing the kindness of Hashem, that Hallel reaches the place of Ana Hashem Hoshiyana. It means that we have to absorb the love of Hashem, that even in a place, and if you watch our Ummah, we're a living expression, that our Hallel has an Ana Hashem Mashiach. That even you would expect that when you face difficulties, other Ummahs, they would challenge, what's happening? Well, I don't get it. Aren't we doing well? And what's happening? The Goyim would say, Ayeya Lehemai, they would ask funny questions. And our absorption of the love of Hashem, we're allowed to ask questions, we're allowed to have difficulty, but our absorption of the love of Hashem, of our nation, our Hallel reaches so profoundly. We so absorb the love of Hashem, we so feel it, we so experience it as an Ummah, that it reaches even in places that people would have difficulties. By us, we have tremendous emuna. We say, Ana Hashem Hashiyana in Hallel. Because that which we absorb in Hallel reaches to that place also. That place of Hester Panim. So in the middle of our Hallel, we have absorbed the love of Hashem that we can even go to places of difficulty, and it reaches places of difficulty, and we respond like a nation who knows Hashem is into us. We just ask, Al Taster Panecha, that which we know, let it be begolui. We don't like this Hester Panim. Let us see it. Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Ana Hashem Hashiyana. But the Ana Hashem Hashiyana is in Hallel. I wonder that if you forget Al Anisim, it means what's the reverberation of Al Anisim? One who's a little distant from Al Anisim, he's moved away from Al Anisim. The Al Anisim goes so far, the absorption of Hashem's love of us goes to the place where a person's in dire straits, and it becomes, and it's one with somebody saying, Aracham Anu Yassal Anu Nisim, who davens for miracles, he's absorbed Al Anisim. We all can note in friendships. Friendships are sugi in friendship. In healthy friendships, we're not with our friends 24/7, but in healthy friendships, you meet, and if you can absorb the love of a friendship, see, even you have moments, you're not together, you're not schmoozing, but the friendship is chazak, the friendship's strong. And when you meet, you plug right back into what you feel, to what you've experienced, because the friendship is real. Our yedidus with Hashem, our absorbing, and what we strive in our Hallel, what we strive in the good times, what we strive in when Hashem is in the clarity and those clear moments that we're all zeicha to, is to absorb the love, the kindness, the love of Hashem. One of my most surprising things in yeshiva by us, in an honest way, one of the most surprising thing is you meet a youngster who's gone through such hardships, and I don't say I've never seen anger at Hashem, I have, but you see very little anger at Hashem, very, very little anger. You meet a youngster who's been through a lot, And it's like a kasha, and I see anger at different at Hashem, very little anger, very, very, yet a little sometimes, and an anger that's processed, and the person works through, and a person works through their relationship to Hashem. But deep in the Nefesh Yehudi, in the Yiddish Neshama, very deep lies that in our Hallel has an Ana Hashem Hashiyana. I sense that a guy senses Hashem is working with me. I don't understand it, but he's working with me. He's bringing me places. The Yid senses Hashem is working with me. And he calls out, Ana Hashem Hashiyana. He calls out, Aracham Anu Yassal Anu Nisim. We need help, Hashem. I don't fully understand this. But he calls out with that same recognition, Hashem, I know you want my prayers. I know you listen to my prayers. I know you're near. Our relationship is chazak. And he has that understanding, Hashem's working. I think that's deep in the Nefesh Yehudi, that Hashem is working with me. And even when I don't, I'm not sure where you're taking me, where are you taking us, but I know you're working with us, Hashem. I think that our Hallel has an Hashem Hashiyana, something very deep. I don't think I'm telling you a vert, I'm like reporting the news. But I would describe the last few months of our people as in Hallel, we have a... if anybody would ask, who are these people? What are they about? They're so strong. They respond differently than anybody in the world to difficulty. There's nobody who responds like us. It's bizarre. They respond with unity. They respond with greater kirvas Hashem. They respond the way we respond. I would say maybe the answer is that our halal has ana Hashem Mashiach on it. We absorb the love of Hashem to degrees. The nation that He loves, the nation that He chose, the nation that He's close to, Am Kiroivai, the nation that Akroivim to Hashem, the Banim Hashem, we're Banim and we know it. And Ayvazai, even in difficult times, we absorb that love and we can call out on Hashem Ashiana with all the same feelings. It's part of Hallel. With the same love, with the same awareness of the Tata's love of us, we can call out. I wanted for a few minutes, let's talk a pray vait, and maybe we'll do some slower prayers. But let's call out together, B'nai Tayr, that are aware that Hashem unzer Tata. Maybe we could sing. I don't even know if it works, that song. We'll try the Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata. We could try. Yeah, we'll try. Maybe it won't work. Maybe it will, but we're going to try it. That's without it. Let's just do vocals on that. Needs like a high key. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know the song.
What's it, give me? You might be right. Is that the one? Yeah, that's it. How does that start from a high key? Where's Yaakov? A nice high key, Yaakov. What's the tune I'm talking about? How does it start? Perfect. Even better.
Oh.
Says Ava Mekalkela Sashura. I was waiting on Leil Shabbos to sing with Avi V'yurachamechum Eskailum. But if I could have Rishus, let's pray to Hashem V'yurachamechum Eskailum Alam Chayisrael. Avi, we could do that piece now. Let's try to do that piece now. V'yurachamechum Eskailum also Va'atem Tiyu Li Mamlechas Kehanim. I think it calls
V'yatem Tiyu Li
Mamlechas Kehanim, Rigoy Kehanim.
Say we're talking about what it means to be a yid. The number eight is very, we're like a little bit frozen. Our people have something occurred to us on Shmini Atzeres, and the number eight, Shmini Atzeres, that precious day of Ani V'ata, you and I, us and Hashem, the tremendous day, maybe the greatest expression of Kirvas Hashem, Ikvi Imi Yom Echad, that extra day, the eight, above this whole world that Hashem wants a connection to us, that we have the chance for a connection to Hashem, eight, is when Klal Yisrael has entered into this difficult situation that we find ourselves. The number eight's important. We just, in the middle of this whole situation, celebrated the Chag of Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. The Shelte HaGebayrim asked the question, the Rishonim's question, that Klaisa we famously call to Beis Yosef's Kasha, and he says that Chanukah has 8 days because the Yevanim Ugeizer against Bris Mila. And therefore, they were guys against Rosh Chodesh, Bris Mila, and Shabbos. We have a Shabbos in Chanukah. We have Rosh Chodesh, and eight is Mila, is Lamala, Menatev, is above, is that this, that we have a Shaykhis to Hashem, to the eternal. And we're Shaykh in this world to connect to Hashem. We know the eighth bracha in Shmon Esrei is for Refuah. We daven Rifeinu Hashem, we daven for Refuah. In the eighth bracha, and Klal Yisrael is busy being mispalo for Refuah, for all the injured, all the soldiers that are injured, all the Yidden that are injured. We're davening for Refuah, for these precious Yidden, we're davening for Refuah. And the eighth bracha in Shmoneh Esrei is the bracha for Refuah. The eighth is Mila, and the pshat is that our bodies are precious, because we have a shaykhus to that which is eternal. The preciousness of our bodies, the preciousness of the physical of this world, is because we have a shaykhus through this world, through the physical, to connect to Hashem. And so the physical is so important because it has a shaykhus to Hashem, the bracha, where we daven, where we express hakaras hatov for our bodies, shayatzer es adam b'chochma. And we speak about the preciousness of our bodies, we end mafli lasis, the pella that our body attaches to our soul, that we have in a shama. And the body, through the body, we're able to perform mitzvahs. We can't put on tefillin without a body. And when we speak about the preciousness of our body, we mention mafli lasis, that it's attached. We have in a shama that directs our body, that is able to work in harmony and in sync with our bodies, because we can connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we could serve Hashem and be loyal to Hashem. And when we pray for the physical is so important and precious and valuable and even eternal, because it serves Hashem, it serves the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the number eight in davening for a voice, in going through what we went through on Shmini Atzeres, in now experiencing the Chag that we went through as an Ummah during this matzah, points a lot to the number eight, which of course is the Mila that's Liyoyim HaShmoina. I'd like to read the Torah on the mitzvah Bris Mila that our nation that we're Zeich, and I'd like to share this Torah with the Chevra and really end with this. The Torah writes, Mitzvah Saseil Chol Adam Yisro. Every single year as a mitzvah, the Raisa Shiyimul Es B'nai, to be mal their sons. V'gdoylihi mishar mitzvah asay. It's greater than other asays. Sheyesh patzad karis. It is marked of the Ramach asays, the 248 asays, only two of them for neglecting them. One is chayiv karis. It's marked with a stricter einesh. Hashem sets a separate mark. This is g'doylah mishar mitzvah brismila and karben pesach. So he says it's g'doylah mishar mitzvah asay. V'gam nechrisu alav yud gimel brisais. Hashem made 13 brisais with us through the mitzvah of Mila, b'parashas Mila. Avram was only called a shalem until he was mal. Uvizchusa, he was zeicha to the bris of Nesinas Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael, the great gift of Eretz Yisrael. He was zeicha through the mitzvah of Mila. V'matzelis mimedina shal Gehenim. And he goes on that Avram Avinu is yeshev in the Pesach of Gehenim and doesn't let anybody enter who has a Mila. So the Torah goes on and on praising the mitzvah of Mila. Comes the Bach, and he says, what is this arichus of the Torah, Shaloi Kedarkai? Why is the Torah so meirich on the mitzvah of Mila? So lengthy about the mitzvah of Mila, he speaks so long. What's happening, the Bach asks. He said, it almost sounds like in the days of the Torah, was there a srashlus on bris Mila? Was there some weakening about bris Mila? I want to read the end of the Lashon, the end of the Torah is gorgeous. I want to read it to the Chevra. The Torah says at the end, Al kein sarach lezor ba'ma'oi, the person should be very careful with bris Mila. It's the ois bris chasam bivsarenu, it's the mark on our bodies. It's not like other mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, that are not kfuim beguf. When you remove the tefillin, you remove the tzitzis, yasira ice, the mark of our kesher to Hashem is not on us. Avlamili ois chasam bivsarenu is a mark that's sealed on our bodies. Umeida banu, it testifies about us. Shebacher banu Hashem mikolam, that Hashem wants us and wants our loyalty. Anachnu amoy, we're Hashem's people. Tzayin marisa, his shepsel, his sheep. We're the ones who are loyal and obligated to serve him. V'lesaper b'shvach b'tilasay, say his praises. Says the Torah, what's the arichus? Says the Bach, what's the arichus to the Torah? He's almost like pleading. Everybody does a mila. Everybody. Every yid, he says, we're too close, says the Bach, to the door of the Torah. We would know about this. Our fathers and grandfathers didn't tell us that in the Torah's done, there was some misrashless with bris mila. Why is he pleading about bris mila? Says the Bach, what the Torah means is not talking about the performance of bris mila. He's not talking about doing a mila, but he's talking about living with the mitzvah bris mila, what's called shmiras habris. I'd like to tell you what, I would like to ask the Chevra that specifically in the matzav we're in, I'd like to make a shmiras habris campaign, and the campaign is as follows. When you're alone in your room, make a bracha b'kavana. That's shmiras habris. Bris means anachnu amoy, we're Hashem's people. Shmiras habris is you're playing basketball and you're nice to another guy on the court, is shmiras habris. That's what it means. Anachnu amoy, we're the Am Hashem. We're beautiful people. Shmiras habris. It's when you go into the facilities, clean up in the facilities. There's some papers on the floor. Nobody will know. Yosef HaTzadik Midas Yisayid represents shmiras habris. He was 17 alone in Mitzrayim and he was loyal to Hashem. The Iker Sugi of Shmiras Habris is to make a Shakon Liyevidvari when nobody's around. That's what it means to be a Shemir Habris. Anachnu Amoy! We're Misaper B'tilasai. We're the ones who say a beautiful Shakol. You're a Shemir Habris when you make a Shakon Liyevidvari. You make a Shakol, that's the Iker Sugi. Anachnu Amoy! We're Hashem's people. And says the Bach, the Arichus of the Torah. The Torah was so meirich about this topic of Bris Mila, he wasn't appealing that a person should bring his son, of course. Of course, a person, and every tata has a schos of bringing his son to Mila. I'm always thankful to Hashem. I was Zeichem, my oldest son, was on Chanukah, Lishmaina, on the Shmaina of Chanukah. I was Zeichem to bring my son to a Bris Mila. And of course, Bris Mila, the ice on our bodies, Anachnu Amoy, that he wants us. Whenever you respect the Yid, you're a Shomer HaBris. When you mechabit a Yid, if you put down a Yid, if you knock a Yid, you make fun. That's the Shmiris HaBris means you recognize Anachnu Amoy. We're Hashem's people. We have a precious place, a precious mission. We're witnessing by Klal Yisrael, a group Shmiris. That's what we're witnessing. Our nation is standing up, recognizing Anachnu Amoy. And the appeal specifically in Shaivim, it should be spoken about and very careful to respect ourselves. Clean up our rooms more. Shmiris HaBris, Anachnu Amoy. Certainly, Lekavod Shabbos, just to act with dignity, a person to recognize his own preciousness, that we have a special place and a special importance. So if we could be mechazik, anachnu amay, making a bracha is a big place. The Torah brings specifically l'saper tilasay, and specifically when nobody sees. Specifically, it's just you alone in a room with a cup of cider. You make a shakol miyeh b'dvarei baruch atah Hashem, l'keinu melech ha'ilam, that's a shomer habris. He's alone, nobody's around, what's he doing? He's alone in the facility and he cleans up, that's a real yid. He's a yid, what do you mean? And he wants, a yid is a bal chesed, a yid is prestigious, and he cleans up. Nobody knows, nobody will ever know, but it's clean for the next person. Anachnu amoy, there's a dignity, there's a beauty, there's a preciousness, and specifically when he's alone, Yosef HaTzadik was alone in Mitzrayim, the only one, and acted with dignity and with beauty of knowing who we are. The topic's definitely been hijacked to be used in all different ways. It's not lost. I think there's if this is what the Torah is talking about, Anachnu Amoy, this is what the topic's about. We're people of with an ice bris bibsarenu, that we're precious, that we have a purpose, that we have a tafkid, that we're a prestigious people to teach the world, to be a light to the nations of loyalty to Hashem. And Hashem wants us. He wants our service. He was Bacha. The Torah brings Hashem wants our Avaida. He says the Mila's eyes, Mi'ida Banu, it's Eidos. Shebachar Banu Hashem Mikolamim, Vanachnu Amoy, we're wanted. Our Avaida's wanted. That's the Iker Sugya. It's been hijacked to mean other things in ways that are foreign, that cause a downfall in other things. The Iker Sugya is that our Avaida counts. A guy makes a Geshmak of Brachas, a Shomer HaBris. A guy greets somebody with a good morning, is a Shomer HaBris. He's makir, we're precious, a Yid, a fellow Yid. He meets another Yid and he's Nayig. Doesn't speak bad about you. Anachnu Amoy is a Shomer HaBris. Specifically in Shaivim, when Klal Yisrael makes tremendous efforts of Shmiras HaBris, that's the Iker Sugya, make a shackle. That's the Iker Sugya, Rabbi say. Anachnu amay l'saper tilasay. We're the ones who say praises to Hashem. Make an alamichya mamish, Shomer HaBris. Person says alamichya v'chakol v'atnuvas asadi, thanks. Eretz Yisrael's a Shomer HaBris. He's a person who knows we're a yid, it means something. We're all studying. Klal Yisrael, we're standing up learning what it means to us. I'm a yid. I mean, it's just the truth. We're in a generation that remarkably is asking, who am I? We're an amazing generation. Don't laugh. Our generation is precious. We're people asking, who am I? And it's leading to all different places. People saying, what am I? What does it mean, a boy? What does it mean? People are asking the question. It's an opportunity to say, Taka, who am I? And the answer is, in the deepest way, I'm a Yid. That's who I am. Nishmas Yisrael, I'm a Yid. It means something. It means something profound. There's a prayer that we say in yeshiva, and we'll sing the prayer together. We ask Hashem Mashcheni. Mashcheni is a prayer, Hashem, if I just know my avoid is wanted. Now we have an ice bris on our body that's saying, I want you, Anachnu Amoy. Hashem chose us and wants us and wants our avoid. Mashcheni, Hashem, at the point I know you want the acharecha narutza. We will run after you. We'll run through walls. We'll run anywhere. We'll follow you, Hashem, acharecha narutza. So I do want to sing it together with the chevra. I do want to welcome as well. I'm here with, I'm the loud guy, but the one who organizes and arrange. I want to welcome and thank Rabbi Brownstein. We're Zaycha and Yeshiva. The Chevra has been davening for Izon's Mishpacha, and we're Zaycha that the Zon Mishpacha is back in Yeshiva for Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem Zeshemeh. I want to welcome Izon. I want to welcome as well Rabbi Russ. Sing Mashcheni Acherecha Narutza, but specifically, let's be mechazik at Shavim, Rabbi Isaac. Let's be mechazik in making shahakels. The avoid of Shavim, Achbina Yid. We're the ones who are misaper tilasa. Let's be mechazik. We're Yidden, the Iker, Chizuk, Anachnu Amoy. We're Hashem's people. So if we could sing Mashcheni together, Hashem, we want that sense, that awareness. That we are wanted, our void is wanted, the awareness that Mila brings to us. And of course, we respond, Acharecha Narutza. Yankov, could you key us, Yankov?
Yeah.